Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Saturday was one of the best days of Big 12 basketball you are ever going to see, and we actually got it on regular TV. How about that? I'm Pete Mundo. Welcome in. We're Heartland College Sports. We cover the Big 12, and we're so glad you're a part of the show. These games on Saturday were tremendous. From upsets to overtime to comebacks of epic proportions, this was a Saturday where the Big 12 absolutely shined. You had Kansas State shocking Iowa State and Hilton, handing Iowa State its first home loss all season. You had Kansas blowing a 21-point lead on the road at Baylor for an absolutely horrible second half. Texas Tech loses its top player, JT Toppin, 4 minutes in. They lose their head coach, and they come back to beat the Houston Cougars in overtime. Arizona gets by Arizona State early in the day. Oklahoma State beats Utah, and BYU, a little controversy at the end of that game, handles UCF. We are so glad you are here as a part of the show, and we have got so much to talk about because the Big 12 is much more wide open than it was going into the games on Saturday. So first things first, let's talk about Texas Tech. That was the worst ejection I have seen in my lifetime against JT Toppin. At worst, you want to give him a flagrant one, we can talk about it. Absolute worst. But for a guy to be doing a cross-court pass, extend his leg, and get thrown out of the game for that, in a top 25 matchup, a huge game in the Big 12 conference standings, for the officials to take that game over and play that big of a role and screw the fans, theoretically, in that game, was an abomination to officiating, and Brett Yormark better be on the horn figuring out what to do with that crew, and hopefully they're back reffing middle school by the, you know, start of Monday. That was horrible on so many levels. And Kirby Hocutt, the AD for Texas Tech, he put out a statement after the game. I mean, and he just eviscerated the officiating crew, and he was spot on to do it. I'll get you the official statement here in case you missed it from the AD. He said, "I'm appalled and disappointed by the official's egregious decision to eject JT Toppin from tonight's basketball game against Houston. This decision is unacceptable. Immediately after the ejection, I spoke with Commissioner Yormark, who assured me the situation will be addressed and there would be accountability." So I'm glad about that, but my goodness, if you're a Big 12 fan, how long have you been watching these games and saying to yourself, is the officiating really going to be this bad? The answer on Saturday, yes, it was. And then Grant McCaslin got booted, Texas Tech head coach, and good for him. That was a moment where I think Grant McCaslin earned his Red Raider stripes, where he said, if you guys are going to screw our team like this, if you're going to screw our best player like this, I'm going out with them. And then credit to the Texas Tech team. Credit to everybody involved who said, you know what? We're not going down like this. And on the road at Houston, they snap an 18-game winning streak by the Cougars, the second longest winning streak in Big 12 basketball history after KU, which was 2001 to 2003. And now you've got a situation where the standings are much tighter because Houston and Arizona are now tied at 9-1, and Texas Tech is one game back at 8-2. And then you go to Iowa State at 7-3, and you've got three teams sitting there right now at 6-4 in BYU, Baylor, and Kansas. So this suddenly went from what looked like a 3 or 4 team race to maybe a 7 team race, because the 6 and 4 teams can still say, hey, what about us? Right? These teams are still going to play each other And there's a lot of basketball left. Got over a month to go until the Big 12 tournament. But it is really a testament to a lot of those Texas Tech players who did not give up. Chance McMillan had one of his best games of the season, 23 points to lead the way. They had, what, four or five players in double figures in this game. So there was so much that happened, not just down the stretch, but certainly in the first half, that put Tech in a position to pull off this win. So this is just an incredible win, arguably the win of the year in the Big 12 because of the emotion behind it and then what happened as that game transpired. If you're just joining us, hit that thumbs up on the video. We're glad you're here on Heartland College Sports, and subscribe to the channel as well if you love college sports, especially the Big 12. Those of you asking, this shirt is new. Undefeated in hypothetical games, it just means more. I will link to this shirt in the description of the video and the podcast. That's right. The SEC, undefeated in hypothetical games. You want to make sure you get your shirt and you pick it up, and you can do that by clicking the link in the description after the show wraps up. You're going to want to get a hold of that one. And it even has the Heartland logo on the back. I'll give you a quick flash there. Can you see it? Yeah, there you go. You got the Heartland logo on the back of it. So be sure to check that out and troll all of your SEC buddies. And man, these are going to sell out fast. I know it. I know it. So speaking of the standings now in the Big 12, Iowa State did not see that coming yesterday. They were 15.5-point favorites against Kansas State. And Kansas State, especially in that second half, blew them out of the building. This Kansas State team is playing some of the best basketball in the country the last week and a half or so. They are suddenly now 4-6 in the Big 12. They were 1-6 at one point. They've won three in a row. They've beaten West Virginia. They took care of Oklahoma State. And now they have a top five win against Iowa State. Now, are they late blooming? Are they coming together too late? Probably. Like, I'm just going to be straight, K-State fans. This team is not making the NCAA tournament unless they arguably run the table here. They have got to beat Arizona State on the road this week. They probably have to beat Kansas or Arizona. They've got these two huge games coming up back-to-back. KU and Arizona at home. That game is on Saturday, obviously, against KU. And then they have a Tuesday against Arizona. At worst, you got to split those after you beat Arizona State. But you have to do a lot of damage the rest of the way if you're K-State, because you are so far behind the eight ball right now. 10-8 in the Big 12 is not going to do it. They played 10 games. They're 4-6. What do they have left? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. They got 10 games left. 12-8. I don't think it's going to work. I don't think that 12-8 is enough, because that would put them at 18-13 on the season. I think you got to get to 20 wins in this conference, which means 10-2 down the stretch. And while I really like how this Kansas State team is playing, everybody looks better. Doug McDaniel continues to lead the way. You got multiple guys in double figures. Coleman Hawkins obviously doing his thing, nearing double-doubles every night. But they did so much damage with some awful losses early in the season. Man, it is going to take an incredible, epic run the second half of the Big 12 schedule for K-State to get itself back onto that kind of bubble. It just is. And the Big 12, right or wrong, has not met the expectations that we had for it this year. So it doesn't have that depth that maybe you're getting in some other leagues. So that could actually end up hurting the Big 12, which is why I also think Kansas State really needs to make a serious run and beat some elite teams in this conference. The last week's been fun, but it's not anywhere close to being enough to talk about Kansas State being in the NCAA tournament. But it was a great win for K-State, an incredible second half. And Iowa State, I mean, you know, they looked all right in the first half. Second half, just wheels totally fell off for them there. I can't say it's a hangover game from the Arizona loss. I mean, they were back at home, and they were leading in the game for much of the first half. It was the second half when K-State just went to town, and they jumped out with a very, very quick start in that second half. They were up two at halftime, and in a blink of an eye, it felt like they were up 10 points. And that's really what happened. The first 3 to 4 minutes of that second half set the tone for the rest of that game, and it was all Kansas State from there on out. Iowa State made a little bit of a run in that game, but it wasn't really all of much. Also, that second half, excuse me, what you saw in that second half also was TJ Otzelberger. He was trying to get his team fired up, but man, it was just, it was too little too late for him there, unfortunately. Now, let's go to the Kansas-Baylor game. This is a game that KU led by 20 points. KU was up 40-21 at halftime. This was a game that I turned off at one point because I'm like, well, this is KU's. I was more interested in the over 145, and I was like, dang, the over's not going to get there after the first half. Little did I know that KU would forget how to play defense in the second half and give up 60 points in one of the worst halves of basketball I have ever seen. Maybe ever seen from a Bill Self coach team. That was horrific. Absolutely horrific. And I apologize for the cough. I got three little kids who have all been sick over the last 5 days. So I don't think I'm getting it, but I'm battling just, you know how it is as a parent. You're battling just a little bit of it. That's just how it goes.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets. Guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
But that was an awful 20 minutes. And put this into perspective for KU. And we wrote about this at HeartlandCollegeSports.com. In the last week, KU has had two games where they have been favored, or they have had, according to the ESPN Advanced Analytics, they have had at least a 97% chance to win both games, and they lost them both. They had a 99% chance to win the Houston game when they were up six, with under 20 seconds left in overtime. And then, yesterday, they had a 97% chance to win against Baylor, up by 19 early in the second half. They lost them both. That would be bad if you were Joe freaking Schmo head coach. When you're Bill Self, and you're coaching Kansas basketball, and you're, you know, an all-timer, and that happens to you twice in the span of a week, something's off here, man. Something is off. And I do think it's fair to wonder whether or not certain coaches are built for this insane transfer portal era where you are basically cobbling together a new team every year. Take away who's paying who's paying what, right? KU's going to have a budget. But some coaches are better than others at saying, I can mesh together a new team every year. Some coaches want to develop guys over several years. Look at former Villanova coach Jay Wright. He stepped away after getting to the Final Four because he saw all this coming. And Jay Wright was always a guy who would find those under-recruited three-star guys, maybe a low-end four-star guy, and he'd turn them into NBA prospects. And there's a ton of examples of that. Jalen Brunson, Dante DiVincenzo, Mikal Bridges. You can find guy after guy. They were really good recruits, but he made them great. and he made him great in his system. They bought into his system, and they won at a high level. Now, Bill Self always had great talent. He had the best talent in the country. There's no doubt about that. But he also had guys who would hang around, right? Bill Self had guys who would want to be at KU, who would stay there for 3-4 years, who would become All-Americans, become national champions, and would love the name on the front of the jersey as much as they love the name on the back of the jersey. There's a belief among some right now in KU land that maybe Self doesn't have that touch with guys who are just there for a hot minute. And I would need more evidence to get to that point and come to that conclusion. But it's fair to wonder, just based on the lack of success this team has had by KU standards over the last couple of seasons, and the way that they have had just these historic meltdowns, and the way that Allen Fieldhouse, I know they were in Waco on Saturday, but it ties back to what happened last week. They lost, of course, to open up Big 12 play at home against West Virginia. They almost lost to UCF midweek at Allen Fieldhouse. The notion that KU is on the ropes at Allen Fieldhouse in multiple Big 12 games and we're only in early February is just unfathomable. And it says a lot about how the shine, it seems like, has kind of worn off. I don't think Self's done. I don't think he should be done. But I do think that there has to be a clear reevaluation as to what the heck is going on here with this team and what the future of the program looks like, because once again, this is Kansas. If this is almost any other program, you're not looking at it from this perspective. But when it's Kansas, you have these conversations. And that's part of the deal when it's Kansas, right? I'm sorry, that's how it goes. So all in all, KU looks very mortal, looks very pedestrian, and yeah, they're in the Big 12 hunt at 6-4. They're only 3 games back after Texas Tech upset Houston. But does anybody look at this Kansas team and be like, yeah, they're gonna make that run? They're gonna come back and be at the top of the Big 12. I don't see it. Do you? I mean, they got Iowa State at home on Monday in Allen Fieldhouse, and Iowa State's coming off a couple of bad losses. But I'll tell you right now, Iowa State's not going to be afraid going in there. They got K-State next weekend. And then they make a swing through Utah. They play at Utah and at BYU. The schedule does soften up there, Oklahoma State, Colorado. But then here's how it closes for Kansas. Texas Tech at home, at Houston, Arizona at home. You really think Kansas is going to be in the hunt come the end of the season? I don't. Not this team that I'm seeing. No way, no how. They got to figure things out. Meantime, Arizona, I know it's a rivalry game, and that's what made this game mildly compelling. Arizona State's not having much of a season, but Arizona is now right atop the Big 12 standings. An Arizona team that technically was still unranked as of Saturday. They'll be ranked, of course, by next week after they upset Iowa State and they've won 4 games in a row. I mean, they have really been on a tear. You got to go back to, November, where you're like, all right, what's going on with this team? When they lost 4 of 5 against Wisconsin, Duke, Oklahoma, and West Virginia, you were wondering what this team was going to be about. But they are on an absolute heater, and they're playing some of the best basketball in the Big 12, hands down. And they go into a stretch here starting next Saturday that, to me, is going to be fascinating. They get a bunch of the old-school Big 12 teams. They get Texas Tech starting next Saturday. They go to Kansas State the following Tuesday. Then it's Houston at home on the road at Baylor. That 4-game stretch is going to tell us a lot about what exactly this Arizona team is this season. And that will be, I think, the week that we learn whether or not Arizona is going to be a team that actually ends up winning this Big 12 conference, because they play Houston, who right now they're tied with in the Big 12. But games against Texas Tech are going to be big time, because Tech is now 1 game back of Arizona. That's going to be a huge game next Saturday. That's a late tip, 9 Central on ESPN. And on the road in Waco is never easy. And that's what they're going to have to do. That is going to be a big Monday game in 2 weeks. So the 17th of February, that's the big Monday game. And that game could also go a long way in determining who ends up winning the Big 12 Conference. So I can't wait for that stretch for Arizona. It will go very far in figuring out whether or not they're going to come in here in the first year and win the Big 12, just like Houston did last year. Remember, all the talk, and I was part of it, as an old school Big 12 guy, saying, hey, you know what? These teams are going to come in here, and it's going to be an adjustment in the Big 12. We could have two straight years where a brand new team wins the league. Last year was Houston. This year, it could be Arizona. We'll have to wait and see how it plays out. But that obviously kept them on track and keeps them going in the right direction. BYU is sneakily hanging in there at 4-6-4 in the Big 12 after winning at UCF on Saturday night. And then you have Oklahoma State taking care of Utah, two teams going nowhere fast, but trying to rebuild as time goes on. So all in all, you've got seven teams right now in this conference who are in the mix at the top. Houston and Arizona are 9-1. Tech is 8-2. Iowa State 7-3. And then BYU, Baylor, and Kansas are 6-4. Here's what Monday night means with Big Monday at Allen Fieldhouse between Iowa State and Kansas. If KU wins, you say they're home, they're back on track, they're 7-4, they're still in the hunt. If Kansas loses to fall to 6-5 in the Big 12, and Iowa State, of course, would then be 8-3 and a half game back of Texas Tech and a game and a half back of first place, the story is still going to be Kansas. And I'm sorry, Iowa State fans, I hope you understand that win or lose, the story here is going to be Kansas. And it's not because of anything you did wrong or did right. It's just because right now we have not seen a Kansas team struggle like this in a very long time and look as mortal as they do, especially at home. If they lose a third game at Allen Fieldhouse, 5 weeks, not even, into Big 12 play, I mean, think about what that would look like and the alarm bells that would be going off in Lawrence, right? I mean, that would just be historically bad. And you look at what Bill Self has built, 10-8 last year, obviously. But this is a team that when Bill Self took over in 2003, never finished worse than third in the Big 12. They finished third in the Big 12 in 2018-2019. Outside of that, every other year for 20 years was basically first place or tied for first place. In fact, his first season, they finished tied for second. And then from 2004 to 2018, 14 straight years, they finished in first place or tied for first place. And then 2019 was third place. 2020 was first place. That team was probably going to play for a natty before COVID. 2021, second place. 2022, first place. 2023, first place. But then last year, tied for fifth. And this year may be even worse. So that's where this becomes a fascinating moment for Kansas basketball. And that is what Big Monday is ultimately going to be about, for better or for worse. I'm Pete Mundo. We're glad you're here on HeartlandCollegeSports.com. If you have not yet joined our free message boards, the forums, they're on the website, HeartlandCollegeSports.com. And I will link to this fantastic shirt, all right, in the description of the podcast and also on the YouTube channel. The SEC undefeated in hypothetical games. All right, there you go. Make sure you pick up the shirt, and I will say size up, in case you couldn't tell. It got the gun show going, but it's a little snug. So size up. I learned the hard way, but such is life. That's totally fine. You guys get a little show today. Say that very much tongue-in-cheek. All right. Well, thank you guys as always. Make sure you hit the like button, subscribe, and we will talk to you soon. I'm Pete Mundo, HeartlandCollegeSports.com. Have a great day.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. and instead simply go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI on Unlimited Ultimate and Watch or Tap, also on them.
Service plan required for Watch or Tap. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.